Blog Talk Radio.
All right, peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings, peace and greetings. Welcome in to Culture Freedom Radio Network one more time in the house, family. Welcome in to Culture Freedom Radio Network one more time up in this house right here. Hey, man, it's coming in the house right here today. Hey, broadcasting live right now from blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and on YouTube right here at Culture Freedom TV on YouTube. You can check us out right here at Culture Freedom TV on YouTube live and direct right now. Hey, man, just got an exciting topic coming up for you right here today, just for like next 30 to 40 minutes. Just want to come in the house and touch on something, man. Just touch on a topic of conversation for you. Hey, today's topic of conversation is, what the hell is wrong with our black youth? What the hell is wrong with our black youth? And it had to say it like that with an explanation point. That's why I had to put that. What the hell? Y'all know how I say it, man. What the hell wrong with you? So I got to ask that question, man. What the hell is wrong with our black youth? What's wrong with our young black folk? And I really can say, hell, our adult people too, the adults as well. But today I want to just talk about the youth. What is wrong? Because there was an incident that happened on Thursday that I want to talk about right here today as well. So that's really what sparked this topic of conversation for today. First, before I do that, I want to tell y'all how y'all can stay linked up and stay connected with us right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. Hey, you can stay linked up and stay connected with us right here at Culture Freedom Radio Network. First of all, you can go and check us out right there on Facebook at Culture Freedom on Facebook. That is Culture Freedom right there on Facebook. And you also, you can check us out right there on Twitter at Culture Freedom on Culture Freedom 9. It is Culture Freedom 9 right there on Twitter and also on Facebook. I forgot. You can check us out right there at Culture Freedom Radio Network, the Culture Freedom Radio Network on Facebook. And also go and check us out on our official homepage and our official website. That is culturefreedomradio.com, culturefreedomradio.com, the official website for Culture Freedom indeed. And, man, there's a lot of things right there on the website. You can check out articles, a 24-hour radio station, a 24-hour music station that is called Power Groove Radio. Check it out right there. Videos and a lot of other things right there on the website. That is, one more time, that is culturefreedomradio.com. Culturefreedomradio.com, the official homepage and website for Culture Freedom Radio. Let me check one thing, family, to make sure I got this. Everything is running smooth and okay for the video. Let me double check. Let me check. Hey, and I just got to say thank y'all out there for tuning in. For everybody right there on Facebook, if you're tuning in and you're looking in for the show, say peace to you out there. Peace to you out there, family, for joining in and checking out the show. But hey, let me go ahead and touch on this. Okay, I think I got everything going. Let me check, y'all. Let me check. Okay, yes, sir. Most definitely, indeed. We in the house. Okay, let me go ahead and get this thing going. Let me go ahead and get it cracking, fam. So today, man, what sparked this topic of conversation, man, for me, there was an incident that happened on Thursday in a place called Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi. And I got to read the article here. And you can go and look this up, it's family, but I put it on our Facebook page under the title of today's show. Let me go back. I got to give the description of this show. My bad, going too fast. So I said right here for the show, man, I'm throwing this in the description here, and to give the input of why this show is broadcasting today. I said that tonight on today's broadcast, we want to talk about the actions, some of the actions of our youth. Not all of them, not all of our youth. We know we can't always put all our youth in the same basket. But I want to say here, why does it seem like some of our youth are living in destructive mode? Why do it seem like some of our youth out here, man, are living in destructive mode? Man, they on the road to destruction. And who's the real influence of our youth today? Now, that is a very important question. Who is it that's influencing our children today, our youth, our young people today? I'm talking about 18 and under. Hell, and sometimes we can throw it in the I'm going to go from about 25 to on down. Who is the influence, the real influence behind a lot of our youth today? And I ask this question. Is it the drugs? Is it television? Is it music, the music they're listening to? Is it the negative people that's in their surrounding that they'll be around a lot of times? Or is it just that they just don't give a damn no more? Huh? Is it? Which one is it, y'all? And last of all, I got to say, what is it or what can we do to save our youth? Now, I know I can't get into all of that in 30 or 40 minutes, but this is just some of the things I want to be touching on today. And like I said, now, go into why I want to touch on this. And like I said, what the hell is wrong with our youth today? Now, check this out. Going back to this, what happened on Thursday in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, we have three teenagers in Mississippi who's facing capital murder charges. Check this out, y'all, for killing a six-year-old child, a boy. Yes, three teenagers for killing a six-year-old. And I'm trying to pull it up here, pull up this article, and give y'all a little something. The little boy they killed, his name was Kingston Frazier, and they said that he was shot multiple times, y'all. That's the bad part. He, you know, not just been, they didn't shoot him once, but they shot the little boy six times. And what was said to happen, his mother on Thursday, she supposed to have went to a Kroger's to go to the pharmacy at a Kroger's about 2:30 in the morning. And I don't know, she left her keys in the car. They said she left a purse in the car, and the little boy, she left him in the back seat of the car sleeping. Now, she said that she went there to get some medicine. Yes. It's some strange stories to this, y'all, but that's here nor there right now. But she said she was going in to get some medicine for the child or what, but go to get some medicine, 2-something in the morning now at a Kroger's. And she left the little baby in the car with the keys in it, and they said at one time she had a purse in it. But anyway, these three teenagers, they already had another car, but they saw that car, I guess, and they wanted to steal the car. According to reports, they stole the car and the baby was in the back seat. The 6-year-old Kingston Frazier was in the back seat. But anyway, they went on, man. They had Amber Alerts all here in Memphis, Tennessee, I guess all over Tennessee, Mississippi, and I guess maybe some other surrounding states as well. And they were looking for the child for a couple of hours. And, man, when the reports came back, they actually found the child on a dead-end street, actually they left the car abandoned in a muddy ditch about 15 miles north of the Kroger's parking lot where the car was actually taken from. But anyway, yeah, they shot the child, man, multiple times, you know, and 6 years old. Here's the – I mean, come on, fam. Why did they have to kill him? And let me see, I think they were, the ages were ranging from the teenager was 17, I think it was 2 17-year-olds, and one at first they were said to be 18, and they turned around and said he was 19, and one actually turned himself in. The other two, they caught on the scene, the other one, he actually turned himself in. But yes, they'd been charged with capital murder, 2 17-year-olds, and an 18-year-old, or 19, it said, facing capital murder, young age. And this is just one instance, man, where we're seeing a lot of these young people out here, man, just wilding out here. And in the city of Memphis, man, we got a lot of teenagers doing a lot of stuff. About a week or so ago, there was a 15-year-old who shot and killed a 14-year-old. Yes. Shot and killed a 14-year-old. So, man, our youth, man, are so out of control. They're violent. And just look at this, man. What would make these young guys kill that 6-year-old? He was sleeping in the back seat of the car, and they had to shoot him multiple. They didn't have to, but they shot him multiple times, man. Damn, y'all, how did our young people just get to be so goddamn heartless like this? I can't even say what drove them to do this. But like I said, what is the influence of these young children, man? Is it the drugs? Is it the television? Is it the goddamn music they're listening to? Is it the people around them? Or is it just they just don't give a goddamn anymore? What is it, family? And I would say a lot of it is due to drugs, influence from television, the music. Now, because I've been hearing a lot of this stuff, I know, and Brother Peace and Shalom for Brother David Israel, Chief Rabbi David Israel, we've been doing some shows. I've been on the brother's show with him, and we was talking about all of this stuff lately about this marijuana, and, you know, a lot of people are smoking on this marijuana and shit. They love this goddamn marijuana out here, but they are not, and people pushing this smoking the marijuana, but you don't know what's actually in this stuff that you're smoking. You're not the one who's producing it. You know, you got these manufacturers and all of these people, your goddamn enemy CIA and all of this stuff, as Brother Wesley Muhammad put it out, who's producing this marijuana you're smoking. So you don't know what the hell is in this stuff that is out here. They got all of this synthetic marijuana and a lot of the stuff they have out here now that people are smoking in and driving their ass crazy with this synthetic stuff. My brother was telling me about some stuff. I don't know the actual technical name that they call it, but I know they on the street they call it some what they call four bars. They call this stuff called four bars. I don't know what is it, oxycodone or some shit like that. I don't even know. I'm really not into these drugs. But I know they used to take them, you know, by pill form or however they come at first. But now they're telling me that they are smashing them up, crushing them up, and they are snorting the goddamn four bars. They took it out of the pill form, and now they are snorting it like goddamn cocaine. I mean, I'm telling you, family, our people have become chemical dependent. Yes, not just on goddamn crack, but they are taking these damn, what, Percocets, lower tabs, and all of this shit. Now they're taking these four bars, they're snorting it. Now, a lot of our young teenagers, man, I've been hearing it in this city, too, they're heavy now on this goddamn heroin. Yeah. Come on, fam. What's going on, man? And as elders, and I'm just going to say elders, as elders or adults, man, what have we let our youth become? Because when you mention a lot of this stuff to some people, they like, you know, they like, man, when you can't talk to them, when you talk about, like, things of this nature, well, you can't talk to the youth no more, man. They don't want to listen. They don't know. How come they don't want to listen? Is it just that you don't want to goddamn it talk to them, but you would rather say they not listening? Have you ever tried to talk to them to see are they listening? You know, and it's a lot now. People, like, they scared of the goddamn, you know, not want to say goddamn because they already acting down. But you act like you're scared of the youth. You act like you're scared to talk to the youth now. And I know Manny out of control, but we got to do something, man. We can't allow them to keep destroying other people's lives as well as destroying their lives. Because those three teenagers, man, their lives is gone. It's gone. It's destroyed. And this happened in Mississippi. Also, oh, man, they're going to hear up and fry their ass and put them in an electric chair or whatever they are, you know, put them in an electric chair, legal in jail. They just can't. Mississippi don't play that bullshit down there. I'm telling y'all, this your ass is black. Y'all already know you in the South, the dirty South, and you doing a crime in Mississippi. Mississippi believe in making an example out of your ass in Mississippi. So I'm really sad about what happened to Kendall Frazier, the young brother, the six-year-old, and I can imagine the grief. Well, I can't imagine because it never happened to me. I can't say that. But I know that the family is going through a lot of grief right now with that, man. The mother, they said the mother was passed out, you know, when she found out what happened. And, hell, you can imagine. She collapsed, and when she found out what happened to her child, it was a sad situation. But what's going on with our youth, man? Nobody's speaking about it. you know, and I was speaking to a brother the other day, and I was talking about, man, I said, well, we got all these damn churches and all these religious leaders out here, man, but they're not addressing anything that's happening out here. And I said, man, but he was like, well, you know, he was kind of like, well, they shouldn't. I said, well, goddamn, okay, but you got all these churches in the community, and they have a lot of influence as pastors and stuff. And you know, a lot of people are listening to them because look at the hell, they got these big massive churches, these big mega churches. You know, they got the influence. They should be able to say something. They should be out here saying something. You know what I'm saying? And I told him, and I was talking to him, I said, well, you look at it. And they say they're Christians, and they say so-called follow Jesus. I said, man, you know, according to the story about the person they saying they following, wasn't sitting up in no damn synagogues teaching. He was out in the street with the people. He was out in the street so-called with the prostitutes, you know, the thieves and all of these people like this. I said, but they scared to get their ass out here in the community to talk to the people. I said, where in the hell a goddamn preacher or a reverend or a pastor should be running around here with a goddamn bodyguard? Since he's supposed to be God's man, shouldn't God guard his body? But he's scared. He's supposed to be preaching the damn Bible, but he got a goddamn bodyguard. Come on, man. Who in the hell finna kill you? You know, just we're talking about Jesus or whatever. And anyway, that's neither here nor there. But what's going on with our youth, man? What's going on? And I got to say this too, right fast. It was on my mind. And I forgot to do some things on it yesterday, been so busy. Yesterday was the birthday of a great warrior that was in our midst, great warrior revolutionary, black nationalist, Brother Malcolm X, Brother Omar Wiley. May the peace and blessings of the Most High be upon that brother's soul forever, man. And he will always be a great influence. And a lot of us as black nationalists and so-called black revolutionaries in our lives as an influence. That's what we talk about, influence. Now, these youth of today, do they have anybody of an influence like that that they learning about today? I would say hell no. Hell no. They not. Not the Nat Turners or nobody. They're not learning and getting the influence from or learning about the people and having an influence from people like that. You know what I'm saying? When I first started getting into the knowledge, Brother Malcolm X was that influence for me. You know, when I started studying and I started looking at the study from the Nation of Islam, that was an influence for me. He was an influence, and I want to be like Brother Malcolm. I had the glasses. I bought the glasses, and I had to try to wear the goatee and all of that, man. You can try to imitate the way he talked and all of that, mimic the way. I'm telling you, that was my influence. That was somebody I looked up to, you know, even though the brother was, you know, I wasn't around when he was teaching it alive, but just reading his words and listening to his lectures, those grassroots speeches and stuff. What kind of positive influence are our children getting today that will have them not to be going out murdering six-year-olds, five-year-olds, or whatever, however old they are? Hell, if a 17-year-old killing 17-year-olds, they will not be out here doing what they're doing on that, like I said, living in this destructive mode that they're living in, if they had some positive influence. And as I even look on Facebook sometime, and with the so-called conscious community, I don't see a lot of the things that I used to see on Facebook as far as the inspiration with people sharing teachings. Y'all know we had a lot of our elders who was amongst us who was teaching. You know, people used to always share videos with the late, great Dr. Ben, John Henry Clark, our good brother Bobby Hemet, you know, and Bobby, Phil Valentine. The list goes on and on and on. Even, hell, the Manuavian family was sharing the videos with the master teacher, Dr. Malachi Zior. A lot of people, we were sharing videos so people can see and get information from these different scholars and lecturers to teach. I don't see any teaching even virtually primarily going on anymore, even on social media, with the so-called conscious community on Facebook anymore. People just posting like their words and quotes and shit like that. You know, some things that, you know, that goes on that with words and coming from yourself is good. But what are we doing to influence each other now on a positive manner? You know, so we can even study ourselves as adults to give the youth some more positive influence. What are we doing, man? How are we doing this? So I don't see a lot of this stuff that we was getting at that one time. So our youth, man, have really, like they say in Islam, man, gone wala di orleen. They truly have gone astray. And I can say a lot of this stuff is because of a lot of our things have been, we have neglected them as adults, And why I say that? Because number one, we allow a lot of this stuff to go on television and be put on television in front of our youth. We also, well, hell, I don't want a damn television station. I can't, how the hell are you saying Sunray? We allow it because you don't say shit about it. You don't like when other people, if they don't want something to be in their community or they don't like what's happening, they voice it. And hell, that could be with anybody because, you know, with what's going on television. If we're not vocal or saying anything or denying what's being put on, because like I said, if you don't say shit, people gonna think you agree to it. Your silence is just like, goddammit, sometimes your being silent about an issue is just like agreeing with it. If you're not saying shit, that no, we don't want this there. It's basically like primarily like you agree with it. And all of the violence and the homosexual activities that now we're seeing paraded in front of the television and in front of our youth, man, that shit is degrading. It's such an influence on them because now we can see a lot of the stuff that's happening in our community with the gay and lesbian community with our amongst our youth and black people as well. But the crime, all the negativity that they're seeing on the television and the music, God damn, I hate to even speak about the music. The music is sure enough degrading. You know, I used to love hip hop, old school hip hop, with the Public Enemies, X-Clan, and things of that nature. And there was some more groups. My good Rakim Allah, Eric B, and Rakim Allah, you know, some more great, you know, artists, hip hop artists back in the days. Man, I love the music, but this stuff they got today, man, I can't stand none of this damn hip hop they got today. Some of the instrumentals are cool, but the lyrics and what they're talking about, man, that shit is crazy. There's a song I think I've heard the other day. Somebody was playing when I was at work. What was it? It was something. Somebody saying, "Damn, what was they saying? Some kind of Mollies and something Molly. I know they were still talking about some Mollies." He was talking about drugs. I can't even recall who the hell it was. But it's crazy. I think it was 2 Chainz. No, it wasn't 2 Chainz. But whoever the hell it was. What's the name? Future. Some goddamn body. And see, look how they got the name Future. He's saying he's the future. And look at the shit he's talking about. And look at what's happening to our future. What we say, our children are the future. And listen to what the children of the future are getting. Songs degrading women. These hoes ain't loyal. Popping mollies and sweating and all about the drugs and all of this stuff that they're getting. They don't, man, goddamn, y'all. Listen, you can imagine they listening to this and a lot of people, a lot of you men are taking this stuff as literal. Just like people would take other stuff back in the Bibles and the Qurans and all of these other books when they read it and they take it for face value. Shit, they take a lot of this stuff that these so-called artists out here that rap these songs, sing these songs, and they take this stuff literal. If T.I. said, "I pop a nigga with, you know, with the AK," they go out and do just what he says in the goddamn song. And no damn well T.I. ain't shooting nobody with no goddamn AKs and none of that shit. Because if he was, I'd be back in the Fed again. But they take a lot of this stuff that these people are saying on records. They just entertainers. But they take this shit as real life. You know what I mean? And that's what our youth, man, they are under the imp on a real bad negative influence right now. So it is the drugs. A lot of them, man, goddamn it, bitch, majority of them that you see out here in the street that's doing stuff, you drug test their ass. I bet you, man, they're under the influence of some kind of drug. If it is not marijuana, it's some kind of pills, it's something they got. So that's one damn thing. It's television, the music. And yes, a lot of negative ass people. So a lot of negativity is being pushed out here in this world, man. And a lot of this stuff is influencing our youth. So So as we as elders and those of us who are supposed to know better, that have the knowledge and information, we can't be around here punctified, like Brother Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad said. You can't be, punctified and sissified. You got to goddamn it stand on the truth, man. And I'm seeing a lot of this stuff, man, today, man. A lot of people scared to goddamn it tell it like it is. How we just say it old school, tell it like it is. You scared. What the fuck are you scared of? And you see what's happening with the community out here. You see what's happening with the youth. 17 years old, 18-year-old, kill a 6-year-old. Come on, family. For no goddamn apparent reason. Just killed him. Just killed him. Just took his precious little life. Not shooting one time. Shot him multiple times. So you know they little asses was meant to kill him. You can't say no goddamn accident. The gun accidentally went off once and it shot him. Shot him multiple times. Like they said in the mother, that one of the parents said, or that family member said, that was just straight out evil. Like they said, they didn't have to kill her. That was straight out evil. So hell, even I got to say with that. Say with that. Our children now, are they getting these negative demonic forces on them? I mean, y'all probably like, well, I don't believe in that shit. But we got to find out what the hell is it, man. Do they have some kind of negative demonic spirits that's taking over them today? I don't know, because you got to think about it. I was listening to the guy that ran over the people in New York just the other day. What did he say? He said he was hearing voices. So whether it was a goddamn demonic voice told him to run over those people, because I've seen too, he said that I wanted to kill those people. I wanted to kill them. So he was hearing voices. And then he said, I wanted to kill him. So God damn it. Come on, y'all. We're trying to figure this out. Trying to figure this thing out. Because why would our children like that is out here killing each other? Like I said, a 15-year-old the other day shot and killed a 14-year-old. We got a lot of instances, man, where our children under the age of 18 are out here flat-foot killing each other. No regard for life. Ain't thinking about this shit at all. Like, it's easy to, like, bam, just shoot them. Shoot the next person. You see a lot of videos. I don't give a goddamn it's on Instagram now. I'll be trying to go through Instagram looking for some positive stuff. Shit, you know, you will see down a little line sometime where they showing people fighting. They recording they fight. Teenagers, all at school. Supposed to be going to school to learn a little something. But you know how that educational system is in public schools. I remember Brother Minister Louis Farrakhan said that these schools will become a killing field, and I goddamn it agree with him. I don't mean to say I goddamn it, but I honestly agree with him. He wasn't lying. It has become a battlefield. It truly has. And but to get back on point, it's always seen a lot of fight. Our youth are fighting, and they're being in this violent rage. They have turned to this violent rage now. But we have to do something, family, as us as adults, elders. I don't give a goddamn it ain't your child. We have to do something. Those of us who's supposed to have a voice and an influence, whatever, we got to do something, man, to change what they're seeing, change what they're hearing, be vocal about the music that they're playing on the radio. Speak about that negativity bully. Man, what's on television, y'all got to be able to teach it. Especially I'm talking about these y'all religious leaders out here. I don't know, a lot of y'all don't speak on it because why? You getting funded. You getting these five OCP3, whatever the hell that number is, y'all. Y'all are getting funded, and you don't want to lose your funding from the government, your FBI. You don't want to lose your faith-based initiative that George Bush put into play on y'all, that faith-based initiative when you get paid. And so you don't want to touch on certain stuff because you don't want to lose them little dividends that's coming in. I know what it is. But you got to speak on it. So, cause, you know, everybody should hold y'all ass accountable. You're going to teach some things out of the Bible, but I can go into the Bible and tell you, and that's a part of the book of Proverbs. I should have had one with the Bible in front of me. But we talk about how a lot of people just walk around and wake up in the morning looking to do evil. They wake up in the morning with evil intent on their heart. And that's what a lot of our youth are actually getting to these days. They are just, man, waking up to do evil. It's like what Bernard Mac said. It's like, I wish a nigga would attitude that they're having these days. I wish a nigga would these days. That's kind of the attitude they have, they're taking on. So it's really a sad state of affairs, family. I don't know. Like I said, and I'm not really seeing people being vocal on it. And here's this thing, because we're talking about our black youth. And we get mad when we see another race killing our youth or killing us. But why don't we get as mad when we do it to each other? Just like, how come we are not pissed off in an uproar when those young teenagers just killed their little six-year-old? We should be just as goddamn mad. It shouldn't just be when the police go out here, white police kill a black person. Man, we just actually just lost four. In that incident, we lost four black youth. We lost a six-year-old, most definitely, in our community, where the parents lost their six-year-old child. Then you lost those three youth. And one of them used to, I think he was, I don't know if he still was a quarterback. I remember they were mentioning he was a quarterback in high school. And so, you know, you don't know what his life meant to be. He probably would have went on and went to college and you know, did pretty good. But something that influenced him to take that turn that night to be out there stealing goddamn cars and stole one with a baby in the car. Now, my thing, they still, to get back on that, they didn't have to kill the baby, man. Y'all could have took the car, dropped the baby off at a store, hell, if on somebody's porch or something, man. Goddamn. Then, you know, y'all just probably would have got, if y'all would have got caught with the car, you just would have got an auto tail. Now look at you got capital murder. See, that's what I'm saying. You're not, you got to think. You have to think. You have to reason out your life. You got to think. Not think about the crime that you're going to commit. Just think about the shit that's what's going to happen after you commit this crime. Think about the consequences. Just, if I get caught, man, you know what? What if I do get caught? Man, I'm going to be facing so-and-so life in jail. But y'all know what? Sometimes these days, going to jail is a badge of honor. I will have to say it. Sometime now, going to jail for some people has become a badge of honor. They brag about, yeah, man, I just got out of jail, man. I did 2 calendar years, bro. Yeah, man, we was in there kicking it, doing so-and-so, like your ass was at camp somewhere, spring camp. So to some people, I guess it don't matter. But those young cats, those young brothers facing capital murder, shit, y'all can't tell nobody about, well, I just did no 2 calendars. They gonna kill you. Y'all ass is getting ready to die. You in Mississippi. They are getting ready to die. 17 years old, 18 years old, don't know nothing about life. Just was in high school playing football. Just young folks don't know nothing about nothing. But getting ready to spend their lives in prison. And I'm going to be saying that, you know, with all of this homosexual shit, I'm just going to flat out say it, they're going to go to prison. Might be they was men, young men going in. Shit, they're going to be young, probably young females while they're in there. Might get turned out. Sad situation, man. And I know fellas like, but shit, y'all, we don't give a goddamn. Look what they did to the little boy. They need to get it. I don't know. Sad, man. We got to do something, family. We got to come up with something. We ain't got to come up with nothing. There's a lot of answers that's out there. Damn all that coming up with something, because we always say that shit all the time. We got to come up with some answers. There's a lot of answers out there. A lot of solutions are already there, been in play. But damn it, we got to take action to stand on it. We see this shit that's going on as adults and as other people out here, but we scared to say something. Because here's the situation. Here's the thing I ask all the time. How do we get to this point? I remember in the school, what they used to teach us in school? The where's, the how, the when, and the why's. How do we get to this point? Why you feel like they are? When do we get to this point? What the hell I said? How, when, where do we go wrong, and what we as the elders or the adults have done? When did we just flat out just like, man, the hell with it, man. We ain't studying these youth no more. What happened, man? What the hows, when, the whys, and shit like that, y'all. Because this ain't just started. You know, like I said, to get to the problem or get to the solution, we got to know the problem. We got to know the problem. Just like troubleshooting anything, if I'm troubleshooting this computer, I got to find that problem. I just can't go in there and just find if the light backlight goes out on it. I got to troubleshoot to find out what is causing this backlight from not coming on before I can fix it. What is it? It might be the bulb in the back of it going out. It might be a shortage in the wire or something. A wire might just be snipped and it's touching something. Got a shortage. So I got to do some troubleshoot. We got to troubleshoot, family, to understand, find out why our youth are on the path of destruction, not all of them. I'm not speaking about all of our youth. We got some youth out here doing great things. But our youth that's out here, yeah, just wilding out. Why are they on this path of destruction? How did they get to this point when at one particular time they wasn't like this? I'm not saying it wasn't. We you know, our youth hadn't always been doing some wrong stuff. But goddamn it, because I know I did. Oh, boy, Brother Funray 9 did some hellacious stuff when he was young, and boy, do I regret it now as a young man, and I look back on it, and I said, boy, how I was a fool. I was a fool. I was in pure ignorance, man. I can't say I didn't know no better, because I was about to say I didn't know no better. Then I would be saying that my mother and my father didn't raise me up right. I can't say that. They gave me the best, guidance and influence that they had. But it was just on me that I wanted to be out here. Like they said, society sometimes has a greater influence on your child than you do. Let me say that one more time, because I heard the elder say it. I think it was Minister Louis Farrakhan, if I'm not mistaken. Says society has a greater influence on your child sometimes than you do. And that is also true. And that's what happened with me. I was more influenced by other people around me who was doing a lot of negative stuff. So it wasn't like my mom and dad didn't tell me no better. If they say didn't have no home training, that's a damn lie. I'd be lying on my parents for that one. Let me get ready to end this one. I'm on YouTube. Let me end this blog talk show, because I only got about one more minute. Hey, y'all, thank y'all right there for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Tune in for Culture Freedom Radio with your brother, Brother Funray 9, live and direct right here on Blog Talk. Hey, family, we're going to be coming back on time the next week. We're going to be back in full swing, coming with the 4 or 2 hours or so. Check it out next week, be coming up. So, hey, check us out right there on Facebook at Culture Freedom, Culture Freedom Radio Network, and that way you can keep up with the schedule, because we will be back in the swing and the batter things like we in the World Series most definitely be back in the house, y'all. Hey, check us out right there, and see y'all probably Wednesday, maybe Wednesday. I don't know. I got to check it out. But we're going to be back in the full swing, y'all. Hey, but hey, I'm going to keep on and get ready to do close this show out in a minute right here on YouTube. But I thank y'all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network with your brother Funray 9, most definitely, y'all. Hey, like I said, go and check us out right there on YouTube, man, at Culture Freedom TV on YouTube, Culture Freedom TV on YouTube. And don't forget to check us out on our official website. That is culturefreedomradio.com, culturefreedomradio.com, the official homepage and website for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely, y'all. Hey, Culture Freedom, most definitely been in the house, y'all. Peace. Much love. I'm up out of here. Brother Funray 9. Thank y'all for tuning in to Culture Freedom Radio.
Who is this kid, man?
I know a lot of you have never heard of him, Craig, but he's so more than your favorite rapper.
What's going on, you dig that? I'm Kendrick Lamar. Doing Craig. Yeah, what's going on? Shout out to my man Don Cannon. Shout out to my man Lecrae. We already got it in for the site, but now we got to get in the studio and make something pop, you know.
South by Southwest. Along with my man Lecrae, man. One time for H time, one time for D time, one time for A time, M time.
Yeah. R.I.P. to Mega Evers, R.I.P. to Dr. Kang. I ain't tryna hate on my own kind, but Al and Jesse don't speak for me. I'm probably gonna catch some flack, man, but I'ma swallow this pill like Pac-Man. Some of these folks won't tell the truth, too busy tryna get them racks, man. Church tryna rob my paycheck, choir members probably having gay sex. Pastor manipulating hurting women, I wonder which he's gonna slay next. Books so tipping them hope books, like I don't know how broke looks. And telling me that I'm gonna reap a meal if I sow into these low crooks. Plus I know old girl a freak, now how she singing a solo? I walked in the church with a snapback, and they telling me that that's a no-no. That's backwards, and I lack words for these actors called pastors. All these folks is hypocrites, and that's why I ain't at church. Truthfully, I'm just doing me, and I don't want to face no scrutiny. As long as the church keep wilding out, I can justify all my foolish deeds. Smoking weed, pulling up, keep that lean up in my cup. Maybe I could change the world, but the porn on my laptop got me stuck. Yeah, I know what's right for wrong, but that there ain't gonna sell a song. I'd rather sell my soul than save it, if that's what make my money long. It better not be no real God, but real hope that heals heart. It shows me that I ain't living up to all the things that he put me here for. It better not be no real church, real saints who pray hard and let me rock my snapback with the 501s and the J-Zone. It better not be no real folks who don't think that they better than you. Straight or gay, drunk or high, they walk through the cold, what about you? Nah, we don't wanna see that, cause that might mean life change. That might mean I'm worth more than money, car, sex, and tight frames. Better not be no real Jesus, real forgiveness for hurt folks. If God gon' take me as I am, I guess I already got on my church clothes.